Todd Thingvall and his business partner, Dan Kane, have been working hard to renovate a 100-year-old house on pilings above water, the site of the new brewery and taproom. Both left good jobs to start the business, and Kane says his kids have asked if he's having a midlife crisis.
There's been a lot of sleepless nights. You know, I'm sitting in Anchorage at my house there, and I had a good life. And there was a lot of mornings I'd be awake, 4 o'clock in the morning, and sitting there going, have I lost my mind? Is this really what I want to do?
He's been homebrewing for about 20 years. They met each other through their wives.
Dan had beer, so I instantly liked him, and we hit it off ever since.
And Thingvall liked the beer. He pitched Kane the idea of opening the Huna Brewery. They invested about $400,000 and are living upstairs. The long-term plan is to move the tanks to another site. But for now, they're on the patio above the water. Usually, stainless steel fermentation tanks are labeled 1, 2, 3.
We decided, let's stay with the Southeast theme, and we went with Kita, Humpy, King, Sockeye, and Coho. So the 5 species of salmon. Of course, the King is the big 7 barrels. So
they're cooled by a refrigeration unit that runs partially off solar panels. Electricity can be expensive in Huna, so the panels could pay for themselves in a little over a year. On the bottom of the King tank, they show me a brewer's secret.
You're very lucky to see this. It's called a sample valve, and it allows you to take samples or actual drinks out of a vessel. So this is our pail, which is the first beer that we made here.
Looks like you're filling me up.
There you go.
He hands me a frothy golden glass, and I take a sip.
It's really good. It almost tastes like a finished beer. It kind of has that little bit of a bitterness of the pail, but kind of sweetness.
Exactly. I'm a big Cascade hops guy, and that's loaded with Cascade hops.
With no connecting roads, the Pacific Northwest hops and brewer's yeast is shipped using FedEx. Thingvall and Kane says it can be nerve-wracking, waiting for the delicate ingredients to arrive, most of which needs to remain temperature-controlled. It travels from Seattle to Juneau, then over to Huna by a small plane. A few weeks ago, their yeast was overdue.
One great thing about a small town, even the postmaster, she knew exactly what I was looking for, and it came in Saturday after their closing hours, and she called us and said, hey, it's here, and waited there for us to come down and pick it up.
They'll serve pale ale, IPA, and Hefeweizen. A Pilsner and a Stout are also in the works. Production will be about 500 barrels a year, and some of the kegs could be distributed to some of Southeast's smallest communities, like Gustavus and Elfin Cove, maybe eventually making its way to Juneau. What Kane says they're really looking forward to the most is experimenting with ingredients like Hudson Bay tea, a medicinal plant that grows in the muskeg.
When it first hit your palate, it was more of just this light, clean, crisp beer. And then as it hit the back of your palate, that's when that tea just kind of came alive.
It can be tricky getting FDA approval for ingredients that are locally sourced. But both Kane and Thingvall say they're up for the challenge. They want Icy Strait Brewing to reflect the community.
Huna has a slogan, and I believe it's something to do with the little place with the big heart, and it's true. The people here are wonderful.
And now it has a micro brewery to match. In Huna, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.